And sure enough, a huge hand with pale fingers came snaking in through the window. This was followed by an arm as thick as a tree trunk. And the arm, the hand, the fingers were reaching out across the room towards Sophie's bed. But Sophie's scream was smothered by the huge hand that clamped down over her blanket. The strong fingers grasped hold of her, and then she was lifted up from her bed, blanket and all, and whisked out of the window. When the giant had got Sophie outside, he arranged the blanket so that he could grasp all the four corners of it at once in one of his huge hands, with Sophie imprisoned inside. In the other hand, he seized the suitcase and the long trumpet thing, and off he ran. Sophie, crouched in the blanket, peered out.
Oh dear, I've never known anyone run so fast. Oh, ouch! I'm bumping against his legs. Ah, we've just crossed over a river. Oh heavens, he must be running fast because he's hungry and he wants to get me home as quickly as possible. And then he'll have me for breakfast.
The giant ran on and on, but now a curious change took place, and he seemed to go into a higher gear. Faster and faster he went, and soon he was travelling at such speed that it was impossible to tell whether they were on land or sea.
I believe we're crossing oceans, and the wind is howling so fiercely. Ow, it's hurting my ears! Heavens! We're in a country of thick forests and rushing rivers! There we go, over another one, and there's a great craggy mountain. He's slowing down, and he's going to stop.
The giant stopped outside a huge cave. Slowly, he rolled a gigantic stone away from the entrance of the cave, and in he went. As soon as he was inside, he stopped and turned and rolled the great black stone back into place so that the entrance to his secret cave was completely hidden from outside.
Oh, help! It's so dark! He's lowering me to the ground! Ow! He's getting ready to eat me! He'll probably eat me raw, just as I am. Or perhaps he'll boil me first, or drop me like a rasher of bacon in some gigantic frying pan, sizzling with fat.
A blaze of light suddenly lit up the cave. It was a huge cavern with a high, rocky roof. The walls on either side were lined with shelves, and on the shelves there stood row upon row of glass jars. In the middle of the floor, there was a table 12 feet high, and a chair to match.
Ha! What has this got here?
Oh, look at his ears. They're as big as truck wheels.
I says, what has this got here?
Please, don't hurt me.
I is hungry.
Oh, look at those teeth.
I is very hungry.
Please, don't eat me.
Just because I is a giant, you think I is a man, goblin, cannibal?
Well,
you is about right. Giants is all cannibally and murderful, and they does boggle up human beings.
Oh.
And we is in giant country now.
Giant country?
Giants is everywhere around. Out there, us has the famous bone-crunching giant who crunches up 2 wopsy-whiffling human beings for supper every night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Noise of crunching bones goes crackety crack for miles around.
Ouch!
Every night, Bone Cruncher is galloping off to Turkey to gobble up Turks.
But what's wrong with the English?
Well, Bone Crunching Giants say Turks is tasting, ever so much juicier and more scrumdiddlyumptious. He says Turks from Turkey is tasting of Turkey.
Well, I suppose they would.
Well, of course they would. Now, Greeks, they is all full of ucky slush. No giant is eating Greeks, ever.
Why?
Greeks from Greece is all tasting greasy.
I imagine they do.
All human beings is tasting different. Human beings from Panama is tasting very strongly of hats.
Why hats?
You is not very clever. I thought all human beings is full of brains, but your head is emptier than a bundungle. Now then, human beings from Wales whales is tasting very strongly of fish.
You mean whales? Whales is something quite different.
Whales is whales. Don't gobble bunk around with words.
Oh.